Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of January 2017, and this is the 735th Mole Out Loud podcast. I began with some bird sounds as I was walking up Knocklofty, but then I decided I would have a walk of contemplation rather than speaking. So I had a lovely 2-hour walk. It was pretty warm, but not too bad. And it certainly got hotter very quickly after that. We are approaching a pretty hefty heat wave, and I know that every moment that I can get up to Knocklofty is a bit of a bonus before it gets too hot. So I'm hoping tomorrow will be another one, and of course it means trying to get to bed on time. That is crucial. And I did manage it yesterday. But it was too hot this afternoon to walk into town. I realised the last couple of times I've done it that I haven't felt very well when I've got in, and I think it's just UV radiation, and there's nothing much I can do about it. So I've just taken a bus into town, and I'm in a very strange space. I'm trying to stand away from any people so that I can podcast, and I'm down a sort of alleyway with lots of graffiti a metal staircase, an external metal staircase going somewhere, a row of rubbish bins. So it's very, very different from Knocklofty this morning, the opposite really. A bit of very urban landscape, although one of the pieces of graffiti says Tarkine or Tarkine, which is some wonderful natural forest, old growth forest in Tasmania. So a little bit of a reminder of that as well. There's some lovely graffiti ahead of me. Just beautifully done. One says, just seek in very large words. In fact, I might go down and see what else I can see. I can't quite tell what they are. So I've never been down here. Yonks, one says. Some of these random words. Chippy. Text. Cans. It's a car park. Most of this is a car park area. And I think it's private, actually. I thought it went through to one of our malls, but it doesn't. Sirens is another one here. So, it's quite strange, and I'm just trying to work out what's above me. I can see a showroom with lots of glass. I do know where it is. It's a glass, a shop with lots of glass and homeware in it. And just beyond it is a great bookshop where I often have a pot of tea after bell ringing on Sundays, and usually get waylaid into buying books as well. One of the things that's happened because I decided to catch a bus is that I'm in town an hour earlier than I need to be. The buses only go every every hour, and I just took it. Took this one that I could see coming. I'm going to wander around a bit, and I think I'll complete this podcast at home afterwards, just because I don't feel as if I've got the heart of it. I don't mean I haven't got the heart to do it, but I haven't got the heart of what this content, this podcast is. And I'm really enjoying this space, so I think I just want to enjoy this space, contemplate it in the same way that I did Knock Lofty and all its natural habitat, all the birds and wallabies that I saw this morning. So this is just a pause. Anyway, I shall talk to you a bit later. And hello again. I'm back at home, and have just opened all the right doors to get a bit of cool breeze in. There's a very, very tiny breeze, so I'm just trying to snaffle all I can to get the house cool for tonight. I've just had an hour and a half of Qigong, and I really noticed how quickly I was able to sink into the Qigong, and I'm sure it's partly because of the healing workshop on Saturday. And it really also reminded me how not practicing during the break put me behind a bit. So it's a really good incentive to keep going, although I have to remind myself in the mornings that that's the case. It's so easy to lapse and think that just not doing it for one day or 2 days or 3 days is not going to make a difference. It makes both a difference because I'm not doing it, but it also makes a difference to my confidence about maintaining it. And I think that's true of most of the things I do. If I don't do them regularly, I find I start losing confidence, as well as losing whatever it is that I'm trying to achieve. And I don't mean that that I need to strive for those things. It's just that things become easier when you practice them, whatever they are. And the fact that I don't have to think about them if I practice them regularly, don't have to make the effort to do them because I've already embodied whatever that habit is, just makes everything go more smoothly. So I'm hoping with this calm, peaceful centeredness that I feel after my Qigong today, and that it will carry me over to tomorrow. I slept this morning for a couple of hours after I'd been up on Knock Lofty. I think I mentioned that already. And so I still feel quite energized now, and able to do a few things. And one of those things is going to be to upload this podcast and stop allowing it to meander all over the place. I do hope that you have a good day today, that your week starts out well, and that your weekend gave you some respite, rest, inspiration with which you can start it. But if not, I do hope that you can create some space for rest and inspiration and breathing and all those things that enhance your creative world. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again next week. And I'm going to leave you with a photo of some hydrangeas that I bought at the market at the weekend. And they're adorning my desk at the moment. And they're just so multicolored. They're blue hydrangeas, but they're just every sinew is a slightly different blue. So I'll see you again on Tuesday.